Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Yesterday morning, it was reported by the Sunday Times that the ANC has said to the DA, we will pass this budget with or without you. Now, essentially, procedurally, how this would work is the ANC, or the minister rather, Enoch Godongwana, would present the budget at the speech. Mm-hmm. They would then debate the budget in parliament, and then a vote would obviously be put into place for the legislature to adopt the budget. Back in the day, this was never an issue because the ANC held majority. So they didn't need anybody. Once they presented the budget would inevitably just get adopted. It was as simple as that. These days, however, well, the ANC no longer has the majority. And so now the ANC actually needs somebody to work with. It can either be the DA, who is their coalition partner, or they can look elsewhere if they want to pass the budget. And they've said that if the DA doesn't sign the dotted line or votes with them, then what they're going to do is they're going to approach the EFF. At face value, you may think, why on earth the EFF votes with them? This is nonsense. And maybe you'd be correct. The EFF did say that they are against a VAT increase.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to a show, a special broadcast that we did with Gugu and Pemelo, I raised 2 points. One, the DA says that they're doing this for the general public, specifically the poor. But if you look into the detail of it, yes, in the short term, it may seem that way. In the long term, the people that will suffer as a result of it would actually be the poor. Let me explain what I mean. The reason why Enoch Godongwana wants to raise VAT is because they want to collect more taxes. The reason why he needs to collect more taxes is because he needs to meet the deficits in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
There's money that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either one of two things. You either raise more money or you cut back on expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
If you cut back on expenditure, majority of the money in South Africa goes towards Vundo?
Debt.
Well, yes, mm-hmm. debt, but mm-hmm. also social
salaries.
Grants.
Yeah. Yeah, and social grants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the nub of the issue, right? People say, okay, fine, then reduce the government spending, salaries, and Vundo mentioned. Yes, the public wage is bloated, but it's really not because of the people that are in parliament. Those guys, I've always said, those guys, you can cut their salaries down to zero. I don't care. When you speak of the public wage, we're speaking about teachers. We're speaking about nurses. Police people. Mm-hmm. People that we discuss every day on this show that they are underpaid already.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing to cut.
Yeah.
What's going to end up happening is all the things that people need, I'm talking very poor people, those are the things that are going to get cut. That's where you're going to get even more lack of service delivery. And that's where, when you look at it, the stance of digging your heels in is actually anti-poor. The beautiful thing about a debate in parliament is that you get to ventilate all of these issues. And then if the EFF would turn around and say, well, because of that, we are now going to vote with you, it wouldn't seem like it just came out of nowhere. People would actually understand.
Yeah, it's a very tricky one, Cesar, because we do have the 60 billion rand shortfall for the spending priorities. So it has been the biggest question. One, do we tax more or do we borrow? With the borrowing, it's a problem again, because right now it's looked as though it's predicted that our GDP to debt is probably going to be at 76%, which the IMF believes is too high.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a problem there. We cannot borrow, although there are those from the school of thought that say you can borrow if you're borrowing to stimulate the economy. If you're not borrowing perhaps to pay salaries and increase an SRD grant, because mm-hmm. our SRD grant, that 350, needs 35 billion right now. If we're borrowing to do those kind of things, it's a problem because we just continue. I think the 0.5% that I saw in the Sunday Times and the study that they released to say they're basing the increase on that study says really the hardest hit will be the middle class, not necessarily the poor, because what they intend to do is again extend the zero-rated products that the poor would ordinarily be buying.
Mm-hmm.
So it just then becomes a debate as to whether the middle class can continue in that way themselves, because many say we kind of don't have a middle class anymore anyway.
I was about to say, has it not shrunk?
So they're also a bit overstretched. So it will be interesting to see how the economic freedom fighters would vote in this respect. If they just go into the GNU for the sake of it and agree to the 0.75 increase, or maybe they'd actually surprise the ANC at the last minute and not vote with them.
Yeah. And by the way, you raise very good points, right? Our debt to GDP ratio is quite high, currently sitting at about 72%. If we were to go to even 76, that's, you know, it's unheard of. Mm. But when you look at other developed nations, look at France, for example. France's debt to GDP ratio is over 100%. Mm-hmm. The US is 124%, right? But it's very important also what you borrow the money for.
Exactly.
If you borrow the money to put in a pit, then it doesn't make sense. But if you borrow the money to put into something that will make the money back, then all of a sudden, it makes all the sense in the world. It's the difference between going to a bank and asking for an overdraft to go buy a bag, or going to a bank and asking for an overdraft
to start a business.
100%.
But here's the thing, right? So I hear what you guys are saying, but my biggest question then becomes, if Julius Malema has already come out to say, instead of increasing VAT, rather tax the rich, and then you're going to turn around and vote with the ANC to increase VAT, are you not then confusing your constituency? Because they are the people that believe you to be pro-poor. And as everything has been said, we've discussed the fact that it has been touted as the VAT increase is anti-poor. But now, if you, as the EFF, are seen to be pro-poor, now going against the poor, is that not going to work against you?
Very good question. Here's the thing about a VAT increase. It's immediate. Literally, the following day, you start earning that tax. Very easy to collect. When you're speaking about a wealth tax, to collect that is very, very difficult and cumbersome. And you'll only get it a year from now, by the way, because people need to earn first and only then make declarations. Once the declarations are made, the collecting of that tax itself is also an issue. Right? Because a lot of people owe SARS, but they don't end up paying SARS. And this is why Edward Kiesewetter was saying, give me tools that I can use to collect better. VAT, there's no two ways about it. There's no two ways. Once it's charged with a corker, or you're not going to pay for this thing. That's why they always go for it, because it's actually the easiest form to collect.
I don't understand why the urge, because like you're saying, Kiesewetter did say that SARS is not even efficient. They could be collecting the shortfall that, you know, our government says they need. I just don't know why they're not listening to him. But I think the DA will comply, because the ANC has realized that, oh, we pushed the Bella Bill, we've pushed expropriation, and they've been complying. And now it's always been that get the doomsday coalition or comply. So I think they will most likely comply. And to Mpo's point, like Caesar said, obviously the EFF is going to say, we are saving grants. That's why we're agreeing to this thing, to save the grants. And then you change the narrative that VAT actually is going to be of detriment to the poorest, which is also a fact.
Well, the DA would only comply if they value the government as a whole. But if they're acting in their own best interest, no party will comply. In fact, if the EFF was voting in their own best interest, they would leave the ANC to hang, the MK would leave the ANC to hang, and the DA would leave the ANC to hang, and then come back and say, do you see, these guys have failed, government has collapsed.
I just want to go to Saul's point about Edward. I think Edward's proposal deserves a broader debate, honestly. It may be sensible that he wants more money, the 3.5 he was talking about, and then Kotongwane said he'd reduce it to 2.5. But I think it's a long-term solution. It wouldn't give us the results that a VAT increase would, as Sizwe says. It's immediate. So the investing in the administrative functions of SARS to be able to collect better and get that 80 billion that they keep talking about, good and well, but we need 60 billion now. On the 12th of March now.
And Wunder's right. It's basically like saying, so if your car broke down now, then you came to me like, I need the car to get fixed. Please lend me money. And then I said, so if you started a business and you went and you studied in varsity, you see now, this thing doesn't solve your problem.
But it's more sustainable as much as...
Yes, nobody's saying don't do that.
Yes,
but let me lend you the money now, then you can fix that other stuff later.
Yes, that's why you have short, medium and long-term goals. And you had, Kotongwane call it rubbish, sorry for the word, but he felt like it can't help me now, what you're saying. It's sensible.
I don't know if this is a dumb question, but can rats get reduced? I've never heard of it getting reduced. The VAT.
Yeah, VAT. Anything can get reduced.
So why don't we increase it then reduce it? Is that possible?
It'll never happen.
That's what you said you were going to do 10 years ago.
Manusi told us that.
We always say things are going to go back down. They
right,
never.
They never. Yeah. It's like the taxi fare never goes down or the price of bread.
100%. Yeah. Never goes down.
Ah, sister, well, you want to lay your VAT increase. Ngapha minimum wage has been 6,000 for the past decade. Abayenzi minimum wage kube 12,000 and then they can do as they please in VAT. Imagine ukhuphulelwe VAT usahola 6,000 uzoyenzani?
Obviously we've got gremlins, but you heard that. He's saying increase the minimum wage, right?
To 12,000.
Here's the thing with that though. There's obviously every action has a reaction. So in economics, if you increase minimum wage, then unemployment is likely to go up.
Yeah.
If unemployment goes up, then your tax base goes narrower, meaning the number of people you can then tax for pay as you earn goes narrower. So you're losing now the revenue stream and pay as you earn. And maybe, suppose you keep that the same, you have to see what the net effect is overall, whether it's a net gain or a net loss.
But you know the alternative, Sizwe?
Mm-hmm.
You have those on the left. They're of the view that if you increase minimum wage, you then stimulate demand, and then somehow the economy has a lot of supply and demand, and then somehow it's stimulated, it works out. If you speak to the SACB, they always are of the view that increase the salaries, and then you've got greater economic activity. I don't know if I believe in that, but that's the other school of thought.
I'm not going on belief. I'm just going on what I studied.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to know what they're basing that on, right? So essentially, whenever you increase a reservation price, unemployment inevitably goes down because there's only a certain amount of money. This is a very, very simple way to put it, right? In your household, if I said double everything you pay, everybody helps you, from your helper to your gardener to whomever, double it.
Yeah.
Can you afford to? Maybe you can. Then I said double it again. Eventually, you're going to need to lay somebody off.
Of course.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, on the street, on the MC's one. Aye. Kalili chenyuke ama own colleague ku ANC qalile manje kuningi esazokubona akusasencane lokhu kwe project ngasho kwathini azange sivotele iGNU azizange azikhale ke nakho le ANC yethu lesithandayo nakho hamba yalala nalabantu laba nakho kazikhale ke manje ziyakhala ngapha senzi own goal bazosibamba labantu come local government election asenkingeni yakutshela.
So let me explain why, for example, this is the biggest hurdle that the GNU will ever face. Well, thus far, anyway. It's because a budget is the fuel for any government. All these other things that have been passed so far, Bella Bill, insignificant. You can challenge that in court. In fact, it still hasn't been put into place. You know, even when it comes to healthcare, signed last year already, still not put into place. The budget is what determines what each ministry is going to get. The budget is what determines what each province is going to get. The budget is what determines what gets prioritized by his government. This is very significant. Mm. And it's significant immediately. It will be felt by every South African, every party, every politician, and every leader. This one is not child's play. And this is why you see the DA suddenly sitting up and saying, this we take very seriously.
There's no ways we cannot be increasing VAT. I mean, we trusted the ANC when they said that they were going to increase VAT from 14% to 15%, and then they still managed to chow that money still. Now they want to increase it more. How are we going to trust them now with their own chow this money? It cannot happen like this.
You see, now that's the point. It's going to come back to the ANC and the mismanagement of funds. And the opposition knows this. Even the DA knows this. Even though they are in the GNU, they're still opposition. They still want to destroy the ANC. And not getting this budget passed is going to put a spotlight on the malfeasance.
I want to meet the parliament. Guys, come on. If still basavumela ANC to proceed ngamathenda, that's where you will cut. Every tender, you check the security company in the government complexes everywhere you go. They're spending times 10. The amount they should be paying if they'll just absorb the security guard, Baba Patal, and then not pay them through tenders.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we are afraid or we are scared, we shy away from talking about where the rest of the money is going in this country. I like the fact that EFF has raised the issue of the wealth tax, because that's where the big chunk of the money goes to, and then we are left with little piece that we are all now fighting for, that we're trying to sort, like the Minister of Finance now, he doesn't even know what to do, because that's the part of the whole cake, and that we are all trying to share on and grapple with. I don't think EFF will vote with the ANC in this one. No, they won't. Otherwise, it would be a betrayal to the people.
I don't understand what you mean, though, when you say the large chunk of the tax is going to the world. Please explain that. I don't understand that.
Sizwe EFF ilimele yona ngokwayo phela uJulius bamkhriphulile ndoda. Three main members down kunalabo abanye. Hayi ukuthi ajoyine lapha na. Angeke usayigulela yena ngokwakhe nje. Yabona isimo sikho right. Aba diffuse yonke lento le yaqalwe phansi kuvotwe because the GNU is savings.
It's funny.
I am for VAT increase solely because I feel we're not level in terms of the lower economic households anymore. Our people used to work as cleaners and security guards and so on and so forth. Those jobs have been taken away from them by foreign nationals. So if the VAT is being increased, foreign nationals will be able to pay as well, contribute to this economy, because currently there's no legalized way, I don't know if I'm using the right word, but if they're buying the same food that we're eating other than the basic, then they will be contributing to the infrastructure, to our debt, to our livelihoods. I'm seeing a lot of hardware stores closing down, not because our people are not building. They want to build, but they're not working. So even the lowest incoming workers, you know, they could do something for their lives with the little jobs that they had. But since that is out of the way, better tax the people that are working in those jobs.
Yeah, so I hear what you're saying. The most efficient way to do what you're saying, which is transfer of wealth, would be a wealth tax. But as we already covered in the show earlier on, it's difficult to implement that. Another very effective way, actually, would be corporate tax. But again, that could lead to high unemployment.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.